1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
So going back to the NFL draft, yeah. I don't know how well this is going to come across on radio, but I thought it was really well done. So we all know that because of the current situation our country's in, we're not going to have teams congregating, and so it's all going to be done remotely. So teams are a little bit worried of how the NFL draft is going to unfold. What if there's glitches in the internet? Hacks, all that stuff. But
oh boy, the hacks. Don't do it on Zoom, NFL.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Throw some porno up on ESPN. But
you know, they're just waiting to do that.
CBS Sports anchor Chris Hazel put together a little video of what he thinks the NFL draft could look like. So this is how it sounds. Once again, do yourself a favor and look this video up. But here's how it sounds. I think it comes across pretty well. So this is, I think Rock has it ready to roll.
Sure.
Chris Hazel as getting ready for the NFL draft.
Everyone, and welcome to the 2020 NFL draft. Please remain on mute until it is your turn to pick.
Oh, it's probably the casserole we had last night.
Detroit, please go on mute.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, then. Cincinnati Bengals, you are on the clock.
We will select Joe Burrow.
Oh. You're frozen.
What was that? Burrow. That sounded like a trade to Miami.
Is this thing on?
You guys heard that too, right?
We can't understand you, Cincinnati. Joe. Okay, well, I think we all know who they're going to pick, so let's just move on. The Bengals will take Joe Burrow. Washington, you're up at number two. Washington, stop. Stop sharing your screen. Can you hear us?
While they're sharing the screen, they have files that say draft this guy.
We see your computer screen.
With the third pick in the 2020 NFL draft.
Detroit, it is not your turn.
The Lions select.
Okay, I had to mute Detroit. Sorry.
Yo. Hey, sorry we're late.
Chicago, you do not have a first round pick in the 2020 NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, we got to jump.
Wait, New York, are you serious?
Just the Giants.
Yeah, just grab us the best lineman available.
Giants, are you leaving?
Dude, we're just jumping off real quick. We'll be back, okay?
This is the NFL draft.
Yeah, well, I've got to get over
well,
the...
you can't...
What? No, it's right over...
Go ahead. This is an absolute nightmare.
Can you hear us? This is Cincinnati. Cincy, loud and clear. Let's talk trade.
Miami, what the hell are you doing?
Hit it. Burrow.
Okay, screw it. We're just going to do email. Okay, we're doing email.
That is like any video get-together I've been on, pretty much. That's not that far off.
It happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
I was doing a story on a player who's over in the Korean Baseball League, and they're practicing, and they're going to have games starting next month. And he connected... And I'm like, I can't hear him. And I'm trying to figure out why I can't hear him. He reconnect. He's like, all right, let me go to my iPhone. Let me see if that works. And you know what happened? I looked down.
You had mute on.
Yeah, I had muted my computer.
Yeah.
Idiot. I'm like, ah, sorry about that. My bad.
Can we go back to my computer, please?
Well, let's see. For that to work, all 32 teams operate flawlessly. Yeah, it'll happen.
Oh, no, something like that's going to happen. I don't even... Well, the thing is, you can't even imagine all the things that can go wrong during that video conference. But you're right. Somebody will put up a screen of something, you know, draft this guy. We gotta
I mean,
jump.
They're trying to fix all the glitches now so it can go off without a hitch. But
I'm sure they've done dry runs of all the teams on.
A dress rehearsal. Just,
don't you think?
You know, it'll be your turn, and then you just say any name in the world.
It shouldn't be that. I mean, yes, it's different, but it shouldn't be that different. I mean... You have war room, and you're still able to have everyone together. The interesting thing is these war rooms have to be under 10 people, which is right. unusual. They usually have like 15, 20, and the whole facility is filled with people
running
around.
Plus, they have to spread
out.
But
you know what? Even with all those people, it's such a crapshoot. You don't know what you're getting in a draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it going to be that much worse?
No. I mean, look, these guys have still – you can't do the medicals and all that. You can still talk to every prospect. You still have been scouting them all year long. It's not like, oh, my God, we were just going to start scouting this player. The college football season happens. The all-star games happens. The combine happened. Everything happened. You just didn't have an opportunity to bring particular players into your facility to get them tested medically.
Let's face
by your guys.
They brought, over the years, they have brought players into their facilities, talked to them, examined them,
yep.
had them run around, jump up and down.
And they're still busts.
And they still don't work out. Yeah. So,
and I heard Todd McShay said something interesting on a podcast recently from ESPN. He said, these teams are still sending doctors to the players that they like. They're getting around. They're figuring out ways to get the information that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too worried. I'm not too worried about the NFL. They'll figure it out.